I've got a story to tell. So if you got some time, lend me your ears.
Maybe I could find a way when there wasn't.
Listen, I'll give you the skinny, all of the details. It's awful to feel frail when sorting through each fail. So let me tell you about an unfortunate female who drew in the course of war, fallen and derailed, and importantly detailed. Her name was Nicola, she was 16 years old, her family was middle class. She had the biggest heart, but still got picked apart when it came to living large amongst the biggest sharks. She didn't fit the part, she often wrote poetry, plus Nicola was shy. She wasn't known socially a while back, she was supposed to go overseas, then her boyfriend dropped her over the phone potently. Hopelessly she dwelled, thinking and wondering, like, give me an option, God, it's fitting or not live. This wasn't the cause, but it helped trigger the problem. She was insecure, this marked a physical onset. A vision for context in the mirror's reflection, a clearer perspective engulfed by tears of resentment. She just wanted to be liked, merely accepted by the skinny girls, the ones that were feared and respected. And we're in a death wish, it was war for a sex. But in this war, Nicola wasn't important to them. So due to cause and effect and the laws of respect, Nicola thought she must look enormous to them. She couldn't afford to pretend that her place in school didn't make her feel like she had some weight to lose. And since the skinny girls were the ones labeled cool, she thought losing weight would have to make them change their views. Nicola played the tune, hoping to stop and find a notable concept lined with hopefully not a lie. She thought if she wanted to be noticed by hotter guys, then she had to knowingly drop in size. And it goes,
silly girl.
Was all about fostering big jumps. No matter what it took, she was not gonna give up. Even if it meant extensive jogging and sit-ups, even if it meant she had to swallow then spit up. Logically, this was Nicola's obsessive mind, always set on setting time aside to exercise. But this extended beyond a girl's attempt to try and rectify how she was seen within her ex's eyes. She ate less each night, dieted hard too. She took laxatives, spent her time in the bathroom. Little did she know, by trying to discard food, Nicola had spewed the words, my life is a dark tomb. Silent and harsh truth that was running the show. She thought her wonderful growth was something to show. But Nicola got headaches, felt uncomfortably cold, and she missed a period several months in a row. It puzzled her folks how she sorta just never eat, unless it was water and small portions of lettuce leaves. At one point they thought they oughta just let her breathe, cause starvation wasn't a plausible destiny. All of her tendencies were physically ruthless. Before Nicola knew it, she was thin as a toothpick. She didn't get the picture, the image was too big. And by then her body was too brittle to do shit. Her mission had proven unwise to miseat. No one thought to ask what this tiny miss needs. Mistimed or misdeed, BMI of 15. She fainted, heart failed, or died at 16. Goodbye to big dreams, they can't melt the truth. Even I can see that here from my sheltered view. Nicola's mental health's a tell to help the youth. And if you listen, then you felt it too. That's the skinny.